This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The National Labor Relations Board has put on hold a decision by a regional NLRB official who found that college football players are college employees and should have the right to join a union. Players will vote today on unionizing, but the Labor Board says the results will be impounded and kept secret pending a full review. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler has more on the background here.
In return for scholarships worth around $60,000 annually, Northwestern's football players are expected to spend 40 hours a week working on their sport. University of New Hampshire law professor Michael McCann says a local government official was persuaded that the players are more than students.
The decision by the regional director of the National Labor Relations Board in Chicago determined that scholarship football players at Northwestern are in fact employees.
That opened the way for a vote to unionize, but the decision is also being contested, so the National Labor Relations Board in Washington will have to weigh in. Professor Gerald Berendt at the John Marshall Law School says if the decision is upheld, other sports teams at private universities could follow suit.
So it's possible that the student athletes union could negotiate scholarships or other forms of payment.
But before they can get paid or form a union, the National Labor Relations Board must agree that student athletes are employees. That decision is expected in the coming months. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.